Recorded.
Thank you. Okay, so I guess I'll start. So first I wanted to mention that, and we'll get to the attendance in a second, that I'm doing this without my co-rapporteur, who happens to be on a plane at the moment, and we discussed it, and though I'm often loath to do a call without my co-rapporteur, we decided that it was important to get ourselves reactivated at this point post Hyderabad. So that's the reason why it's just me. I also have received apologies from George Sadowski, one of our two board liaisons who can't make today's call. So on the agenda review, and then we'll do the attendance and the SOI check. Review the mandate. It's been a while, so just make sure that we're rooted in what we need to be rooted in. Review of where we are, which includes discuss any outcomes from Hyderabad, both formal and informal, that people may have. Discuss any recent changes and how they contribute to our task, and that would be recent staff modality changes more than anything. And then status of our document requests. Also, a review then of what we need to get done and how we will get it done. Next bullet is schedule, and can we still meet the short track schedule? I get confused between Schedule 1 and Schedule 2, and for a long time thought we were on the long schedule when it turns out we were actually on the short schedule, which was purely my confusion. My co-rapporteur knew we were on the short schedule, and that's why I like to have him about. So when I get confused, there's someone that actually knows what's going on. So we need to talk about our schedule. And then any other business. I wonder if any other business, if anybody has any other business at this point. Okay, none. Okay, so we'll go with the agenda as is if nobody has any objections. I see no hands with objections, nor voices shouting out. So, okay, we'll go with this agenda. In terms of attendance, as has become the norm in WS2, we'll take it from the list. But I noticed that we have two phone number only people. Does anybody in the staff know who the phone number only people are, or would they like to identify themselves? To know who has the number that starts with 65 and ends with 97, and who has the number that starts with 70 and ends with 16, so we can get a proper attendance taken. As Yvette says, please identify for the record, though they may not be able to read the chat. Okay, Philip said 5316 is his
Yeah,
number.
it's
Okay,
Phil
thank you.
Corwin, and I put that in the
Do
chat
we
room.
know who the six?
Hello.
I saw that, so thank you, Phil.
Okay.
And I.
Thank you.
Hello. Okay, yes, I got that. Thank you. For the 6597, I still do not have a name. Also, I'd like to ask at this time if there's anybody else on the call that isn't being listed. So, do we have a 6597? Okay, thank you. I see Denise Michelle is the 6597. Thank you. So, both are identified. Thank you very much. Sorry to be so persistent on that. The next thing is I want to remind everyone about the statement of interest. I don't know if anyone has any updates on their statement of interest they'd like to tell us about. I also see that we have a new participant, or at least one, Greg, who apologizes for not having been here before, but I'm sure his statement of interest is quite well prepared, so I'm not terribly concerned. So, welcome, Greg. No statement of interest updates? Okay, in which case, we'll move on with the agenda. So, Going to the next slide, the review of the mandate. And okay, thank you. Oh, did I make it? Yeah, okay, thank you. So basically, it's just cut and paste from Annex 12, and I'll probably keep them in the slides as in the future, just for reference. In general management and staff work for the benefit of the community and in line with ICANN's purpose and mission. While it is obvious that they report to and are held accountable by the ICANN board and the president and CEO, the purpose of their accountability is the same as that of the organization: complying with ICANN rules and processes, complying with applicable bylaws, achieving certain level performance as well as security, making their decisions for the benefit of the community and not in the interest of a particular stakeholder or set of stakeholders or ICANN alone. Can I have the next one, please? And probably these could be set on sync so people could even move themselves. So the first thing was to basically review and inventory existing mechanisms related to staff accountability. Areas for improvement include clarifying expectations from staff, as well as establishing appropriate redress mechanisms. The CWG Accountability recommends, as part of its work stream two, the CWG Accountability work with ICANN to develop a document that clearly describes the role of ICANN staff vis-à-vis the ICANN board and the ICANN community. This document should include a general description of the powers vested in the ICANN staff by the ICANN board of directors that need and do not need approval of the ICANN board of directors. Schedule it. The CCWG Accountability work with ICANN to consider a code of conduct, transparency criteria, training, and key performance indicators to be followed by staff in relation to their interactions with all stakeholders, establishing regular independent, internal and community surveys and audits to track progress and identify areas that need improvement and establish appropriate processes to escalate issues that enable both community and staff members to raise issues. This work should be linked closely with the Ombudsman Enhancement item of Workstream 2. So I'll stop for a minute and ask if anyone wants to comment on these or whether they're fairly clear and define to people in this group a fairly clear set of goals that we have. Again, seeing no hands, I'll move on. Okay, so moving on to the next slide. And hopefully I will not be the only person to speak. So, review of where we are. So the first part of this was to collect existing documentation, collect records of existing processes and such. We have requested that. We requested it informally at the time that we were waiting for the issues report, and not the issues report, the what was the specific document called? I guess it was an issues report for each of the work groups, though it may have been called a different name. I've forgotten it at the moment. But we asked again after that. In Hyderabad, we finally understood that we needed to make that request more formally than we had, that just asking and saying we needed this what was not sufficient, but we needed to make a specific request. So Jordan and I did make a specific request, and the status of that is still pending. So that has been something, one of the two things that we were basically stalled on in terms of getting moving, since one of our first requirements is to review what's existing. Now, another thing we had talked about was trying to have a discussion with Yaron about staff issues. We wanted at one point, in one sense, to get his view of how he viewed the staff, since it was a new CEO with a new set of guiding principles for how he works with staff. We wanted to get an idea of what those were so that that would give us a better understanding. And we had an initial discussion with Yaron in Hyderabad that I think was quite good at giving us his view. And he has also repeated that in a blog and elsewhere. So I think that requirement we had in terms of who is Yaron as a president guiding a staff and what are his general beliefs about staff accountability, staff interaction with community, et cetera. We also wanted to ask Yoren for assurances in terms of any staff members that may or may not wish to participate in this group. One of the things that we had discussed early in the group was that to talk about staff accountability without staff members present seemed wrong somehow, or if not wrong, at least ineffective. So, but we also wanted to make sure, and Yaron was really quite emphatic that, he's never fired anyone for what they said or for their disagreements, and of course, if there was anyone that wished to participate, they could. At least that's what I understood. So in that sense, I do believe that we got answers to the questions that we wanted to ask him. Now, another thing he talked about was the creation of the new complaints officer role, and that was discussed a lot at the meeting. And one of the things I wanted to put on the table is looking at that role, despite the fact that we don't really have documented how everything is done these days, the existence of that role. I'm wondering to what extent that affects the work we're doing, affects the questions we have to ask, and the processes is perhaps that we want to recommend. And so I'm going to, once I finish this whole slide, I really would like to open up for discussion. The other thing is Jordan and I had discussions with Teresa about the issue and recognizing the whole issue of there being a hierarchical chain of command within staff, and people have their managers report to them or accountable to them with that cascading upward. But also the issue of coming out in the with the community is that all of these people work with the community, they work with chairs of groups, they work with people working on groups. And the fact of we wanted to find some method of communicating sort of issues, problems, what have you, before things had to go through hierarchies, before things had to end up as complaints. And so we talked about that quite a bit, and while nothing firm ever got formed, basically started looking at how there could be more cooperation, how there could be more events where staff and community could sit together and discuss issues. I guess that the new CEO, being Swedish, has brought in a notion of fika within the staff, which is an afternoon event with tea and cakes and such, where people talk about issues. And just talk together in sort of a informal gathering setting. And so it came up in the discussion with Teresa whether such things could actually be held with community members. And that was part of it. Jordan had a separate discussion with Teresa, and I'm not quite really sure. It was similar from what I understand, but not necessarily identical. He and I are working on a write-up of these conversations, so we should have them. Apologies for not having them sooner. So I want to stop talking now and basically get other people's impressions of Hyderabad, of where we are, of has anything changed given the discussion with Yaron, and basically the whole notion of finding.
Denis.
Thanks. And thanks for that very thorough introduction of the meeting and the past activities. Unfortunately, I wasn't able to participate in the Hyderabad meeting. I'm wondering if you or someone else could provide a little more insight on the status or timing of Goran's indication that he wants to clearly identify or describe staff's role in ICANN. Would seem to have strong intersections with his work. Was that discussed, like the how and why and when he'll be doing that?
I missed a piece of the phrase. He's establishing the what rule?
So Goran, in a couple of other meetings, Goran commented that he saw a clear need to clarify and describe what staff's role is within ICANN, and that he was going to, set about documenting that. Did that subject come up in this group's meeting or in your discussion with Goran? And does anyone have a sense of what the timing is on that?
Okay, I didn't specifically get a timing on that, but I think that's part of the whole parcel of documents and such that we've asked Teresa and such and then her staff to help us dig up. I don't know if any of the staff members on this call might have a better answer. We did not specifically ask him about when that would be delivered. At least I didn't, and I didn't hear anybody do so. Karen, perhaps you can give us a little bit more background on that and other documentation that may come in our way. Sorry for putting you on the spot, but if you can, as our point staff person, I would appreciate a Okay, Karen says she is on listen only and the cash questions asked by the group are being worked on. So I guess I don't have a better indication of when. And I will follow up to see if there's anything happening with the Jan's document on the staff role. He spoke to it certain amounts, and I believe that it would be in the transcript. Didn't I don't remember him speaking specifically of a doc.
Thank you. Yeah,
Okay,
it would be
it
useful to
seems that my
understand
mic cuts
and
in and
get a
out depending
delivery
on whether I'm
date
hold, so let it
for
drop.
that.
Sorry. Okay, thank you. So yeah, we'll follow up on that and definitely because a major part of what we have to do depends on having this information, understanding it, documenting it, and then seeing whether there is anything more that's needed. Because it's quite possible once everything is documented, we'll look at it and say, wow, that's fantastic. It covers everything, so we're done. Being fairly optimistic. But without getting a hold of it is difficult to know. Any other comments on any of this? Other people were at that Hyderabad meeting. I was up in front on the dais and so probably have a very fractured view of the discussion. So I'm wondering if other people who are there could sort of give indications of and perhaps amplifications on what I've said, especially since that one meeting, is really the bulk of the information we've been able to get so far. Karen has said that ICANN is in the middle of performance reviews, and that is causing a bit of delay in getting everything together. I can certainly understand that. Then again, all about performance reviews would be something interesting for this group to hear about, not what people's performance reviews are, but certainly how it is done and what sort of mechanisms and what sort of criteria are used might be interesting information. Greg, yes, please.
And then, sorry again for not being in this group earlier, because I actually think this is one of the most important groups in WorkStream 2, maybe not one of the most controversial, but one of the most important. And I do have an up-to-date SOI. But anyway, you know, there was a general message I heard from Yaron that, you know, he looks at the staff as, you know, being here to serve the community. And the other, but I don't think he put a lot of, you know, specifics around that. It was a general sense of a kind of shift in tone from kind of Fadi, you know, building a bigger, more robust, more self-sufficient corporation to, you know, building a better supported community. And I think it's something we need to, you know, focus, you know, get focused, get him, you know, we need to continue to focus on getting more meat on those bones. Thanks.
Okay, yes, thank you.
And I see what Alan says here. It's definitely a midstream concept still.
I see a note from Alan.
Yep, I was going to read it.
I was going to read it.
Reviews of people who are
so performance served. Reviews of people
oh,
who are
echoing at
sir.
Me.
Oh, somebody's echoing at me.
So performance reviews of people who are here to serve the volunteer community, but with no input from the volunteer community is interesting. Interesting that gets mentioned. That is one of the topics that I did bring up with Teresa in conversations and referred back to other organizations I had worked with where there was volunteers and staff members and where chairs and rapporteurs and people like that were indeed consulted during review time. I don't know if it was ever done at ICANN. I seem to remember some earlier ages in ICANN where I was asked as a chair of something to give some appraisal, not that it was in any sense formal